please. Luke chapter 8, if you'll turn there. If I can get these out here, maybe. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Luke chapter 8, please. All right, we seem to have problems counting over here. What's going on here, huh? The fingers don't work anymore, huh, Mike? All right, let's all stand, please. Good news, bad news, no news. Are you ready for the news? Number one is this sermon was written and meant to be preached exactly 1 month ago. For you that were here after graduation weekend, everybody was tired, especially me. And we had a sing. So I was supposed to preach that. So my opening illustration had just happened a month ago now. Another question some of you might ask is, when are you going to finish preaching on minor characters, major impact? I do not know. But I do know this. There will be at least three more sermons. And every person's name in Hebrew will be Jacob, which in Greek is James. Actually, in Greek, it's Jacob too, but we translate it into English as James. We're going to talk about the three James. You say, why? Because, would you believe, I'm going to start speaking on the book of James. And the author of the book will get to the third James. There's three of them, at least three of them in the New Testament. Three guys named James, and a lot of references to the name James. You know the difference? By the way, all of this is meant to encourage. Tonight, please hear me. No theology, no meanness, just a beautiful text that we all have to come to grips with. And there is a little bitty piece of the text tonight, please hear me, you must come to grips with early, lest you struggle. I'm going to say it now. It's not in the text. Whatever these women did was long forgotten. Most of what you do will be long forgotten, except by God. You just have to get over that. By the way, that'll be the opening illustration, and we'll pick up on that as a theme, but this is a beautiful little text, Luke chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass afterward that he, meaning the Lord Jesus, went throughout every city and village. Now, by the way, folks, we're not talking about cities like Waukegan of 80, 90,000. We're talking little bitty cities, and the villages were minuscule. Jesus is going to every little place in the promised land preaching the gospel. It says, preaching and showing the glad tidings, or the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. One of those 12, actually, two of those 12s had the name James. Thank you. And certain women, I love how it refers them, certain women. Now, friends, I'm not preaching this because of this. Can I say this? There's something that bugs me, and I can't do a thing about it. Half of the crowd here this morning really doesn't know Mr. Losey, or tonight. Do you know how much that bothers me? That man had an unbelievable impact in this church for decades. He's gone. He's been gone for a long time, at least 10 years. By the way, sooner or later, everything Mr. Losey did will be gone. Do you realize there were women that had a big impact in the ministry of Jesus? Whatever they did is gone. humanly speaking. Yes, do you recognize that? You have to come to grips with your ego and all of that stuff because things disappear. Yes. Well, certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven, we would say demons. It's the Greek word for demons, not devils. The devil is always singular, diabolos. Daimonion is oftentimes plural, daimonia. This is demons. So out of this woman was cast seven demons. You say, what did that mean? I don't know. But I would assume that means things were pretty bad in her life. Verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward. A steward was a person in charge of finances. So this was a woman that was pretty high up in Herod Antipas's business. By the way, which Herod got? This was the guy. Well, this is one of the Herodian family. Were they friends of Jesus? But strangely, the person that controlled the finances, the wife, ministered to Jesus. That's just crazy. Continues on. Which ministered unto him of their substance. So we have, I missed one, Joanna. We have Susanna. And we have Mary Magdalene. And we also, it says, and others, many others. We don't even know who they are. And by the way, that's the norm. We don't know. Which ministered unto him of their substance. Verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. So we're going to talk tonight about three women and Jesus. Short sermon. By the way, not meant to change anybody's world. It's actually meant for all of us to grasp what God has us here for. That's all. Let's pray, please. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this simple story. It's very simple. It's very sweet. May it be a blessing to the ladies, but also to the men, because all of us pretty much do these secondary, tertiary roles that are very quickly forgotten. May this be helpful to us, because we know you don't forget. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I wrote this sermon over a month ago. I finalized the sermon the day after graduation, which would have been a Saturday. So I call this in your notes, the team behind the team. And friends, all of us have a team or two teams or three teams behind the team. Everybody does. I was at graduation Friday night, a month ago, and I started noticing, everyone look at me, all the moving parts. You say, graduation just happens. Nothing just happens. Sometimes it's fun to watch. Now, Sparky back here, she runs a bigger production than I do during the play. Do you run it? All I know is there's like ants around here. People are doing stuff, swinging from chandeliers and all kinds of crazy things. But I mean, my point is, I was watching and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there's so many little parts. Emily Chotla had prepared a bunch of things, and all of the awards are in here, and all of that was prepared. Mrs. Hannibal had prepared the choir. Sparky had prepared the handbell. There's all of these moving parts. And then at the end, usually, who helped you with the handbells? Who stepped in? Who? That's right. All of a sudden, we had people from the audience come up and help. I'm like, what's going on here? By the way, that's how things work. You have a whole team behind it. Now, we came here mainly, in my way of thinking, to honor the graduates and be a blessing to them. You might see me because I speak, but frankly, there's lots. By the way, who played piano? Me? My wife? There's just lots of moving parts. That's what you have in this text. The team beyond or behind the team. I have in your notes, nothing deep here, folks. And by the way, Sparky, I enjoyed that. Actually, you bringing people from the audience more than anything I saw that night. I'm like, don't ever put me on that spot, sister. I have no timing or no musical ability, so don't ask me. But it was nice. I'm looking at this like, wow. You never know what's going to happen. In your notes. The Lord is the center of everything here. So you don't ever want to make things about you. You say, I'm the great Sunday school teacher. No, 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 no. You're teaching about the Lord and the things of the Lord. The Lord is always the center. In this text, the women are not the center. The disciples aren't the center. Jesus is the center. It says, and when much people were gathered together, they were come, not to the three women, they were come to him. He's the center, obviously. Got to get that down. Next, the 12 in training, living and working with him. Verse 8, verse 1 says, and it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were actually with him. And then there are three women. You notice I put a little plus there, yes? Why? Yeah, because there were many others. We just have three names. What about the other ones? They didn't even get their name. Well, they do have their name. The Lord knows. The Lord keeps good records, but it's part of what we do. Part of what we do. I'm going to ask before I begin the sermon, do you have an ego? Look up here. Do you have an ego? Do you get offended if your name is not recognized? There are people, if their name is not recognized, they take their marbles and go home. I'm going to say this. I've been here a long time. One day, I will probably die up here, and Dada will carry me out with the help of 12 other guys. And you know how long I'll be remembered? You got to get over all of that stuff. And just say, like these three women plus, what's God have for me? So that's all this is about tonight. The three women. I think it's a beautiful little story. Number one, I say this. The three women helped the team. They weren't the team. They certainly weren't Jesus. Man, I see all kinds of religious stuff. These women were like apostles. And you're like, what? Just read the text. These three women and a bunch of other women that are unnamed helped the team. That's what they did. How did they help? Well, I say in your notes, well, first of all, not as part of the team. They weren't part of the team. The 12 were the team with Jesus. These people were the team behind the team, which many of us play a role of the team behind the team. We all play that role in some ways in the Lord's work. Even if we are teaching, we're preaching, we're the front man, we're still bringing things along. It's always about him. So they weren't part of the 12. They weren't part of that at all. They didn't go with him. Next, not as, and I'm using this language advisedly. I don't know if you know what I mean, and I'm not going to explain it. They also were not, they didn't serve as camp followers. And I'm using that in history. And if you don't know, that's okay. You don't need to know what that means unless you already know. They weren't following as camp followers. Next, it seems, as periodic followers that came and went. It seems like a lot of teams, they just come and help out in the moment, and they blend back in. So here's Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. The 12 are around Jesus, learning, walking with him, being trained. And then there are some people that just show up every once in a while and do what they do. So there's always these layers of teams behind the teams. Look in your notes. So I say it seems as simply this, periodic followers, meaning literal physical followers, meaning they showed up once in a while, followed Jesus for a while, helped out, then went back. It says there followed him a great company of people and of women that bewailed and lamented him. Verse 49, and all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee. So during the crucifixion, there was a group of people and a lot of women came and actually followed from Galilee down to Judea. Yes. Verse 55, and the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after. But by the way, they weren't normally following after. They just followed at this time. So they weren't part of the team or the 12, not as camp followers. They weren't doing camp following duty. But it seems as periodic followers that came and went and did what they did. Can I say it? Who was it, Sparky? It was Brenna and Karen. Now, had you told them ahead of time they were going to have to do this? You're kidding. You just told them. So they came, they helped, and they went back to their seats. By the way, that's what most of us do. You fill in. You do what's necessary. That's what we do. I think that's what the three women did. More than the three, but the three plus women helped the team. Lastly, in your notes, as three of a much larger group, I don't know how big the group was. How many women helped? The answer is, I don't know. For whatever reason, the Lord gives us three. Well, I think I know why the three names, but he doesn't list the others, but there was a larger group of women. We find that, of course, we've already read. Joanna, we would say in English, the wife of Chuza, Herod Steward, and Susanna, of course, Mary Magdalene, the previous verse, and many others. Many people help. They're the team behind the team. They're joining in. They're helping. They're being a blessing. Nobody knows who they are. They just do what they do. This morning, I went down for fellowship. Did you do fellowship this morning? I'm back in the back, and I'm like, my wife is back here. How is she back here? Because somebody else stepped up to take over for my wife, so my wife could go around and greet people. By the way, folks, that's life. That's what we all do. We step in, we help out, we do what's necessary. And by the way, if you have an ego in this, you're never going to do much because somebody's not going to compliment you. Now, I thought it was funny when Sparky grabbed two people. Both of them were musical, though, sister. I noticed you didn't ask me. Thank you very much. That would have been a disaster. But yeah, I think it's nice. Many women. Verse 56, among which, this is at the crucifixion, among which, now we have some name. Now, it appears that in the New Testament, every woman's name was Mary. Pachungai, what were their real names? Do you all know what their real names? In Greek, most of the time in Greek, not always. Miriam. Miriam is the Greek and the Hebrew word for Mary. Sometimes they say Maria because, you know, it's that in Greek. But yeah, they were named Mary, among which was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph and the mother of Zebedee's children. All right, number two, the three women not only helped the team, the three women helped. Why? Because they had been helped, or I could say they had been helped themselves. Christ had done something big, big, big for them. The reason people, fundamentally over time, the reason you contribute is because Christ has done something for you. You want other people to experience salvation and the grace of God. So you come along and help because you've been helped. That's what it says in chapter 8, verse 2. Certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Infirmity can be any kind of disease or weakness. Evil spirits is what it sounds like. And by the way, there are a lot of people, I don't want to call everything demonic. I don't think everything is witchcraft. I don't think everything is weird. I think there are a lot of people that have all kinds of problems that are ultimately beyond our ability to grab a hold of in this world. I mean, they're spiritual evil, yes. And it names some, Mary Magdalene, out of whom went seven demons, we would say. And it's assuming these are all part of the same group. Someone else that had a lot of problems was Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod Steward, and Susanna. So you have three women named and many others unnamed. All of them were helping. Why? Because they themselves had been helped. All right. Mary Magdalene was delivered from seven demons. Seven demons minimally means this. It means that this was a very severe problems that she had. The severity of sin. If you use the word seven in this kind of a setting, it probably is not just saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's saying she was completely controlled by demons. She got saved. She got delivered. God delivered her. And that woman had been delivered. Joanna, we don't know anything about her specifics other than her husband was the steward of Herod Antipas. Everyone look at me. What's Herod Antipas known for? Hello? Hello? And? I think he was at the crucifixion, wasn't he? Good guy or bad guy? By the way, God saves people from all kinds of places. Can I say this? Don't ever come to Pastor Warren. You will make a mistake if you ever come to me and say what somebody in this church used to say to me all the time. They're not here now. Good woman. She would say they're very open. I have never met an open person in my life. Because salvation is not your open or not open. Salvation is God has to open your eyes. By the way, here is a woman that grew up in a not good environment. God had saved her from whatever sin she was part of, Christ had, and she was excited because she wanted to help because Christ had helped her. We don't know the specifics. She's mentioned, Joanna is mentioned again in Luke 24:10. It was Mary, Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James and other women that were with him, which told these things unto the apostles. Next page, please. There's also a woman named Susanna. And you know what we know about Susanna? That reference is it. Nothing else. Nothing else. Today, I went home, and for whatever reason, Sister Nan over here says she is cold. This is very, by the way, this is, I understand what she's saying. It's very cold from the Philippines to come here. Trust me. If you lived your whole life in the Philippines, you come here. For me, just remember, every time I'd go to the Philippines, I would feel like I was in an oven, except the oven was raining, okay? Well, today I went home, and because of preaching and teaching, my T-shirt, let me say it in a nice way, I once in a while perspire. I pulled off my T-shirt, and you could just wring it out. So I went and got a new T-shirt on top of that dresser. Is a package of information. I want everybody to hear me. Package of information. It's a small manila envelope. You stuff things in. And on the top of it, it says, Mom's graduation something. It's my mother's graduation from high school in 1948. Now, is that important to me, Dada? Now, let me ask, honestly, is it going to be important in 100 years? Who do you give it to? Jenny, who am I going to give that to? Amy or John? That's the only, nobody in my family's interested. The reason I have it. By the way, do you know most of your life will just disappear? Now, not disappear from God's economy. God knows your name. God's going to reward us believers, of course. By the way, there's stuff here. We don't even know what they did. We just know. We know a name, Susanna. The rest of women, we don't even know their name. Let me give you these thoughts, please. Thoughts, first of all, number one, or not number, three known women. There were three known women, even though we don't know much about two of them. We know little to nothing about Susanna except her name. Joanna, we just know her husband was had a high position with Herod Antipas. Mary Magdalene, we know something about that she had seven demons. That's it. That's all we know. Next, three women known for God's amazing grace. They had experienced Christ's help of deliverance, salvation, and therefore they're in this text. Next, women, not the sinful woman of Luke chapter 7. It's very obvious he's distancing him. Whoever this woman was that was the great sinful woman, and I'm not going to read chapter 7, all of her problems that the Pharisees had to do. These three are not that woman. They're separate from that woman. Mary Magdalene had her problems. Susanna had hers. Joanna had hers. That's a separate woman. These three women, we know their names. They're not that woman, whoever she was. She had been saved also. Next. So three women, known women, three women known for God's grace, women not the sinful woman of Luke 7, three women illustrating God's mercy and grace. That's the point that it wants you to understand. These women illustrate the grace and goodness and mercy of God. That's the point. It says, and when they had nothing to pay, this goes back to the previous woman that had problems. Jesus says, if you had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. These people, the problem is, some of us have forgotten what Christ has done for us. Verse 47. Wait a minute, stop. Stop. Everybody, stop. It is possible in this room God has not delivered you from those problems. Does that make you lesser or more? Makes you different. Hear me. Got a young sailor. Young man, I don't know you at all, but I know myself. When I was your age in the United States Navy, God delivered me from a lot of stupidity at age 18, 19. Got me? My wife never went down any of those roads. God did what? He kept her out of that altogether. Which is better? They're exactly the same. God either bringing you out or God keep, I would prefer God to keep you away from being stupid. Both of them are good. Don't ever think that God hasn't done something for you. God does, always. These women got it. They understood what Christ had done for them. Therefore, they had been helped. They wanted to help others. Luke 7:47, this is the previous story. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she has loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. By the way, that is a joke. What do you call that? He's saying, you don't think you've been forgiven very much. Really, you have been, but this woman understands what she's been forgiven. So did these three and the other women with them. They recognized they had been helped by the mercy and grace of God. And friends, that is the most beautiful thing of all. So tonight, I don't want to embarrass anybody. Please look at me. There's at least three or four people in this room that never did much stupid. Look at me. Otherwise, they got saved as kids and really never went off into deep sin. There's other people, you would not want people to know what you have done. Both of you have been forgiven a lot. One of you have been rescued from things. One of you have been prevented from going. The grace of God showed itself in both cases, and one's not less than the other. I would prefer, if you have children, that your children never experience that. Can I say this? Please look at me. We have many parents in our church whose children have gone into stupid places. And your job is, by the way, your guilt and shame won't help those children. What will help those children is for them to recognize God is merciful. God is gracious. And any time we help over a period of time, it's going to come out of the fact of this. We help because he has helped us. And that help shows up in different ways, but he has truly made the difference. You have a testimony in one way or another. All right, we're almost done. Number three, the three women plus helped over time. They helped over time. I started with this. I'm going to just about conclude with it. It's not obvious in English. It's very obvious in Greek. There's a little play on words here, and I'm just going to touch on it without getting into any deep discussion of Greek language. Luke 8, verse 1 says this, and it came to pass afterwards that he, the King James appropriately translates, he went throughout every city and village. But that is called in Greek an imperfect, which means this. You're writing from this point in time, and in the past, there was this continual activity. It's an imperfect, continual activity in the past. He was constantly, you can almost see him going from this village, to that little hamlet, to that little small settlement, to this bigger city. He was constantly moving around. And when he was constantly doing that, there were three women, same Greek tense, not real common, imperfect. As he was constantly moving from village to city to village to hamlet, there were three women constantly ministering, bringing stuff to him, whether that's food, whether that's money, we don't know, but they constantly ministered to him. That's what they did. Let's read the whole text together. Came to pass that when he went, or he was constantly going through every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, I skipped the Mary Magdalene, which they were constantly serving, ministering. We get the word diakonos from that. That's the verbal form, but it's that imperfect. They were, as he was constantly moving, they were constantly helping in one way or another. Maybe they'd go home, get refueled, get replenished with supplies, come back. They were helping the whole path. So the three women plus helped over time. All right, everyone look at me. I'm almost done. All I really want you to get is these four ideas, because listen, hey, everybody, you say I'm sleepy. I don't care if you're sleepy. We have to get these simple ideas into our heart, because you know what? The longer you're a pastor in one place, you start to see people that did this, and then where did they go? Because they don't know how to keep the thing going. How they keep it going is you keep a hold of what Christ has done for you, and you realize you serve over time. It's not a three-minute thing. I have these verses memorized. I hope you do. They help me. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, what? We shall reap. By the way, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not, if we don't quit. You got to know that verse. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to conclude this point by saying this. This often goes unnoticed. This will always disappear. Whatever you do for the Lord will probably be unnoticed, and it will probably disappear where you won't know about it 10 minutes later or 10 years later. Can I say this? Mike Hall knows this. He was part of this. When I came here, by the way, I came here so long ago, people don't know that I haven't lived here my whole life. There used to be things in the vestibule area. Do you remember the tree? Where did it go? It was a tree that had people's names on it that had given money. I took it down. I threw it away. That's, in my opinion, an abomination to give money to put your name someplace so people can see your name. Because 99% of what you ever do for the Lord, most people will forget in minutes. By the way, who did you do it for? I'm asking, who did you do it for? If you did it for the Lord, it's never a problem. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to say this again. What you do will probably go unnoticed. It will always eventually disappear into the ether. And when I wrote this 4 weeks ago, I wrote down two words, Mr. Losey. I cannot tell you how many times my first 20 years here, if I had a problem, all I had to do was call Mr. Losey or look at me or something else. I'm not asking you to be Mr. Losey. I'm stating facts about a man. And if Mr. Losey was mad at me that week, how did I get Mr. Losey to do something? Jenny, do you know? I would say, Bambi, ask Mr. Losey to do this. He would never say no to Bambi. You say, are you sneaky? Mr. Losey would do anything for a hug. I'm not going to go any further. He loved people here. You give him a hug, he would be over at your house 7 days that week fixing something. By the way, I love that guy. Can I say this? Most people don't know who he is now. It's all gone. Can I say this? Whatever you do for the Lord will be all gone. Stuff disappears. Don't do it for people in the sense that, oh, I'm the best. I'm the greatest. I got my name on the wall. Oh, I forgot. That tree out there, this guy over here, I remember because I was here too. We were challenged. If you remember, it was $1,000. I remember it. $1,000 extra. Now, by the way, is $1,000 a lot of money? No. $1,000 in the 70s. I worked one entire summer at Lake Forest Pediatrics Clinic the entire summer to give an extra $1,000, and they never put my name on that wall. And that was the same as you, if I'm not mistaken. By the way, yeah, we're going to put it up there. Thanks, Mike. You say, how do you remember that? Because I started realizing how stupid that is. putting your name on all. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. By the way, I'm not worried about Mr. Losey's name being forgotten. It will be, mine will be, and yours will be. I don't like it. Every once in a while, I like to have a service and remind everybody of people that founded this church. Now, we got two folks that have been here from pretty close to the beginning. Mike and Pam. Mike was 50 at the time, and Pam was 12. But by the way, all those people that were here at the very beginning are dead now. Did you hear me? All of the founding people. Yes. Number four. The three women helped as, and I would say in this, in the same way they had been helped. Meaning, God had given these women the ability to have a little bit of means of some variety, whether this was money or food or any number of things, and that's how they helped. So it says, in Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered or served unto him of their substance, of their means. Friends, God wants you to use what God has given you. So, I'm done with this. If God has given you the ability to do musical, you do musical. If God gives you the ability that Michael Rock had with music, you take the offering. If God... By the way, the two worst singers ever been in this church is Mike Rock and Frenchie Mandeville. There were, these guys couldn't hear, I mean, they would, it wasn't like it was bad. It was like a different tune to a different song. Okay, Rhonda? Well, you were used to it. It was so bad. Oh my goodness. If you got around Mike Rock, you couldn't even sing on tune. It was so bad. I quit standing. He used to stand on the left side where you guys, I moved because, I mean, I would like, I don't know what the tune is now. Can I say this? You serve God with what the abilities God's given you. He's helped you in some ways. Bring that to the table. So tonight, here we go. The three women helped the team. They weren't the team. They helped the team. They helped because Christ had helped them. They helped over time. And lastly, they helped as or in the way that they had been helped. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this precious text. These are the kind of things we kind of meditate on because most all of us want to be a big shot at times. There's no big shot in your work. Even if we are the big shot, we disappear over time. The only big shot in this work is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we serve you. We serve in many capacities. I'm thankful that Sparky was able to find some ladies, two women, that have musical ability to help during the graduation. What a funny, surprising thing. Lord, we all serve like that. Help us to step forward. Help us to get over people not knowing what we're doing. Help us just to serve you over time because you have helped us. You continue to help us with your grace and mercy. And we want to help others. May it be so in Jesus' name. Amen.